Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is New Chess, and this is day 30 of the dog days of podcasting. And technically, I think day 30 means I've completed the challenge, but I'm going to be doing another episode tomorrow because August has 31 days in it. So that's the month for me. So if you can hear all of the crickets, it's because all of the windows are open. And I'm really, it's gotten so cold that there's no sense of AC. And we had all of the windows open yesterday. And my husband tech decided, okay, I'm going to blast disco for the neighbors. Now, we don't really have any neighbors. There's a giant field between us and the next house. And on the other side, there is our neighbor's backyard between us and the neighbor, and then behind us, there is nothing for 1,000 meters. It goes all the way to the school, so we have no real neighbors to bother. I hate disco. It is not the least favorite music of mine. I think that goes to when it sounds like people are crying, you know, like Boyz II Men and Phil Collins. I hate disco, though. There are some disco songs that I can take, but usually that's because they have an influence of another genre in there. So every time that he comes at me with disco, I come at him with funk. So he's downstairs and he's sent from his tablet to the sound bar via Bluetooth, and he's blaring this disco. But I know that my monitor is downstairs, so I just connect with Bluetooth to my monitor and start blaring some Parliament Funkadelic. And we had a funk versus disco argument just by playing each other different songs. And it was awesome because I used his favorite musicians against him. It was like, oh, you're gonna play me some Earth, Wind, and Fire? How about some Bootsy Collins? All right, yeah. No, shut up. So that was interesting and not at all ever settled. I don't know what his fascination with disco is. I don't get it. But funk? Yeah, funk I can get. Disco, where it's just pure disco, like you're picturing John Travolta in a white suit. No, get away. That's horrible. So tonight we're going to go to the dojo. We're going to unroll the mats. We're going to shake the dust off ourselves. Got a couple people coming down. It's not an official class, but we're just going to go roll, have some fun. And then we're going to steam clean them so that they are freshly steam cleaned for the new session after Labor Day, our first class. Next Tuesday, I am excited. And then this Friday, we're going to be going to Mississauga and joining in a class there. So that should be interesting. I am looking forward to it. Anyway, today I have a special dinner and a movie for you. This actually goes to Carlos. This is dedicated to Carlos because he was so looking forward to Logan. And Logan was amazing. Logan was the best Wolverine movie so far. And it is among my top five comic book movies now. It is, I don't have them ordered, but it's definitely up there. It's really amazing. I know that we couldn't have done it without the preceding movies, even though Fox failed so hard with some of those X-Men movies. But, and that one Wolverine movie, oh, that was so bad. I don't count that one. That one does not exist in my head, and I don't think it exists to anyone else. But Logan was amazing, and it is probably some of the best acting that Hugh Jackman's been able to do as that character. It was nuanced. It was interesting. And I hadn't heard this term before, but sandwich care is when you are caring for your children, so the next generation, and your parents, the previous generation. And in Logan, he's essentially having to juggle that. And it's really interesting to see how that all works. And he's grumpy and, you know, calls people bub and gets his R rating and gets really bloody, like we always want Wolverine to be. And I love it. And it's, I don't think that we would have gotten a Logan if it wasn't Hugh Jackman playing the character. I think if they had cast somebody else as Wolverine, it would not have been the same character. He really took on that role. Yeah, he's way too tall to be Wolverine, but and a little too small, but he got the character, and that was fantastic. And then you got Sir Patrick Stewart doing an amazing job as Professor X, as Xavier. And in Logan, I mean, he just delivers. The man can act. And then the unknown actress that they got playing the young lady is phenomenal. And I really hope that we see great things from her. Or that she just has like a normal life. That would be cool too. But she is very talented and I would love to see more from her. So I highly recommend Logan. And I think I'm gonna pair this with I'm gonna pair this with a nice hero, because that's good for a road trip, right? And we're gonna get a nice hero. We're gonna get a good thing of like Italian bread or French bread or whatever, or a hoagie, you know, wherever you are. It all depends which is the better bread for this kind of sandwich. And you're gonna slice that down the middle, and then you're gonna put on some roast beef, and you're gonna put on some ham, and you're gonna put on some turkey. You're just gonna dagwood the thing out, okay? And you're gonna put on all the meats, and you might put a little like mayo or something like that on there, or what do they call it now? It's mayo, but they gave it a fancy name, aioli. That's it. I like to put like a little horseradish aioli, which is horseradish mayo. And you put a little bit of that. You put some salt, some pepper. You put some cucumbers on that. You put cucumbers, give you that crunch. And it's so much better than putting lettuce on a sandwich. Oh my gosh, cucumbers, delicious on a sandwich. You throw that on there. You put some Swiss cheese. You give it a little melt. You give it a little toast. You wrap it up in tinfoil. You are good to go. And that is your road trip food that you are going to eat while watching Logan as you smoke a cigar and drink whiskey.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-Nutty42.